From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 7, 2015. Though there have been reports of high grasshopper populations in a few scattered areas, generally the pest numbers are much lower this year. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Alan Knutson, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service entomologist at Dallas, why this is so.
Our expectation was for this year that, given all the rains, that grasshopper numbers would be lower, because during heavy rains the humidity is high and grasshoppers are more likely to die from fungal diseases. And we're getting a few reports of grasshoppers, but overall the numbers are much less than in previous years when grasshoppers are a very widespread problem. So they do need to be watching for grasshoppers, but maybe one benefit of all the rains this spring was fewer grasshoppers overall.
And other pests, Alan?
Yeah, we're also seeing some of the first fields, sorghum fields, being treated for sugarcane aphid. Also some forage sorghums.
In what regions?
Here in the northern Blacklands. Also, the forage sorghums should be monitored for this pest, as it can be very damaging on sedan, hay grazer, and so forth.
Are the reports there lower or higher than you were expecting?
They have been slower to build up this year than we anticipated, but we're just now getting into the hot, dry period of summer, so these aphids still have plenty of time to be a concern in grain and forage sorghums.
How does the moisture affect sugarcane aphids?
I think it's been the cool weather primarily. With a lot of cloudy days, we just have fewer heat units, so the aphids have not built up their populations as rapidly.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.